Welcome to the deep dive. We are jumping straight into mastering the waves today, really looking at how to elevate your surfing game.
Absolutely. Yeah, today we're really digging into improving skills in the water, you know, covering everything from picking the right board to nailing down those key techniques.
And for this dive, we're drawing on some interesting material you brought in, excerpts from Surfing Mastery, boards, waves, and techniques, and specifically guides mentioned there, like from Surviving Summer.
Mm-hmm. The idea is basically to cut through the noise, pull out the really essential, actionable bits from these sources.
Right. Give you, the listener, a kind of shortcut to what these guides say actually matters for, well, getting better at surfing.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The sources, they seem to really hammer home the starting point, the surfboard. It's not just grabbing any board.
No, definitely not. Finding your ideal match is key. The material, especially referencing those guides like in Surviving Summer, it stresses that finding the, quote, perfect surfboard isn't straightforward.
So what's the secret sauce there, according to them?
Well, the core insight is that the right board really depends on your weight, your skill level, and crucially, the kinds of waves you actually surf.
Okay.
So using a guide helps you sort of match the board's volume, its length, the fin setup, match it to your specific needs and the conditions you'll face.
Right. Tailored to you and the local break, essentially.
And the sources argue that's foundational. You need that for learning effectively and actually progressing.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Function over just, you know, what looks cool.
Exactly.
But once you've got the board sorted, the sources then really shift into the actual techniques. Yeah.
They do. Surfing Mastery lays out several key areas. It presents them as like proven techniques and expert tips.
And they connect them, right? It's not just the list.
No, it's more integrated. It breaks down what to focus on. Mm. So beyond just paddling basics or pop-ups, they talk about mastering specific things like wave control, definitely improving balance, and this is critical, learning how to read the ocean.
Okay, reading the ocean with ease, as they put it. What does that actually involve, according to the sources? Is it just spotting waves?
It's actually more specific than that. They highlight recognizing signals for things like rip currents.
Ah, okay. Safety first?
Well, yes, safety, but also performance. So looking for those channels of, like, turbulent or darker water, or maybe lines of foam moving offshore. Understanding these isn't just about avoiding danger.
Right.
The sources point out it's key for paddling out efficiently to the lineup and getting yourself in the right spot for waves without, you know, fighting the current the whole time.
So it's smart surfing, using the ocean's patterns to your advantage.
Exactly. Practical knowledge for both safety and performance. And speaking of performance, they really emphasize refining technique for, well, every ride.
What does that look like? Little tweaks?
Yeah, things like subtle weight shifts, you know, to engage the rail when you're turning, or adjusting your stance just slightly to keep your speed down the line, maintaining trim. And they link this directly to improving balance, suggesting it's less about just standing still.
More dynamic.
Exactly. Dynamic equilibrium. Constantly making these little micro adjustments based on what the wave is doing. The sources offer sort of insider tips on keeping a low center of gravity, using your arms to counterbalance through turns and maneuvers.
It really sounds like they're connecting the physical side, the mechanics, with that ocean awareness we talked about.
They absolutely are. And then they kind of wrap this section up by talking about building a routine for surfing success.
Which isn't just surfing a lot, I gather.
Right. It's framed more as consistently working on these specific connected elements we've discussed.
So like analyzing the ocean before you even paddle out.
Mm-hmm. And consciously focusing on your weight distribution while you're actually riding a wave, practicing efficient paddling. It's about structured improvement based on these core ideas from the material.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the main takeaways here, pulling from Surfing Mastery and those Surviving Summer guides. First, it's meticulously choosing the right board.
Yeah, based on specific criteria, you, the waves, the conditions.
Tailored. And then it's dedicating practice time to those key techniques, going beyond just the basics.
Right, understanding how to read specific ocean signals for better positioning and applying those conscious physical adjustments for dynamic control and balance.
And remember, these insights are pulled straight from the source material we looked at today. It lays out a pretty clear path.
Yeah, it does. Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe chew on.
Okay.
Building on that idea, the sources mentioned about a routine for surfing success. If you take these specific techniques, reading the ocean cues, refining weight shifts, dynamic balance, What does consistently applying these types of insights actually look like in practice, ride after ride, for your own surfing journey?
Something to think about next time you're paddling out.